So perhaps you never got around to shopping on Black Friday, and when Cyber Monday blew in, well, you had other things on your mind. Is it too late to shop? No. Have the discounts disappeared? Not necessarily. Could they get even better? Sorry, Talking Tech listeners. I don't think that's going to happen. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech with another sales update. Now, the doorbusters have come and gone. You remember those? $200, $300 off a big TV to get you in the doors for Thanksgiving and Black Friday, and then more deals for Cyber Monday, which turned into Deals Week, $10 off, $30 off. You know the drill. But once this week is over, well, a top analyst from Adobe tells me that prices will start inching back up through Christmas, which of course is on December 25th. And now that the first wave of holidays is behind us, another wrinkle to consider: shoppers need to be concerned about the availability of stock, because the later you wait, the bigger chances are that you could be missing out. Now, if it sounds like I'm giving you marketing jive, Adobe did a study, and it predicts the most popular sporting goods will be out of stock by November 29th. Hot toys gone by November 30th. That's just a few days away. And jewelry by December 24th. Instead of doorbuster prices, look for more free shipping offers and 10% to 20% discount promotions in the coming weeks. As the analyst from Adobe noted, there'll be constant emails, texts, app alerts, everything you can think of to get you to shop, all leading to a new magic day, which is Saturday, December 22nd. This will be the last day to buy and have products shipped out to arrive by Monday, which is Christmas Eve, December 24th. And once Christmas has come and gone, what then? More big discounts to look forward to? Not this year. Sorry, procrastinators, but that's unlikely, because with the strong economy, retailers will end up selling most of their inventory before Christmas and thus will not have to slash prices to move them afterwards. Sign up for the email, sign up for the newsletter, interact with the merchant in any way possible. It usually pays off with a discount or two. Look for the stuff you want, put it in the shopping cart, and who knows, maybe the price will go down, but then again, maybe the product won't be available at all. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. What is your shopping tip? Tell me all about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts. Please favorite the show on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.